you know, the public has a right to express their concerns over a project. I mean, we're talking about an experimental project that's going to be sitting up in the foothills, that's, you know, over our valley. A lot of the questions that the citizens have been asking are very important questions, and that's, you know, what kind of pollutants are we looking at? What's it going to do with our air quality, the valley, and all that?
Those who are speaking out against this Dynamis project are very vocal right now, and one thing they're saying is we want a public hearing. Commissioner Issaquire and Commissioner Ullman have said that they don't feel it's necessary. There's been ample opportunity for the public to weigh in. What would a hearing accomplish at this point?
Anytime that you're dealing with something that affects the public, they have to have the right to be able to express their concerns, whether it's in opposition or for it. The fact that they're trying to bypass that doesn't bode well for what government's all about. You don't shove something down people's throats. You go in and you listen to it. You listen to what they have to say. You know, there's been times in the past when I've had situations where I thought that my mind was kind of going in one direction, and then we have a public hearing, and I listen to the testimony, and the folks in the public come up with some good ideas or, you know, maybe little tweaks to things that'll make it work better. With that, you know, exchange of information, it produces a better product.
Do you think your fellow commissioners' minds have been made up on the issue, that even if there was a public hearing, that the public might be able to change their minds?
I don't think so at this point. I mean, especially the way lately that things have been being pushed down the road to get things moving quicker.
There's been a lawsuit filed against the county by, I believe it's a New York-based company that runs the current electricity-generating plant at the Ada County landfill. Is it even appropriate for the county to be considering another operation there while there is one in existence and the county has an agreement with another company?
The Fortistar project that is currently at the landfill has been functioning very well for the citizens of Ada County. You know, a landfill produces methane gas, and in order to get rid of the gas, you have to burn it. Fortistar came in. They put in a system whereby, you know, they're selling electricity to Idaho Power. They're giving Ada County a percentage of that that equates out to about, for the two engines up there, about $250,000 a year of income that's coming back into the county. And this is kind of indicative of the project as I see it. And that's, you know, there's decisions being made, and they seem to be, in my opinion, a knee-jerk decision to do something without looking into the ramifications of how it's going to affect other things. So for them to not even consider what the ramifications to the Fortistar project would be by bringing in Dynamis, I don't think was good decision-making.
You're up for re-election in November. A cynic might see this and say, you know, you're just taking on this position in this fight as a means of currying favor with a lot of voters who are upset right now. Are you doing that?
No. You know, and that's the reason when we started out the interview, you asked me, you know, I've been kind of quiet for the last couple months. Basically, what I've reached is kind of a frustration level. I mean, when I got into office, I thought that perhaps if I came in and developed a good working relationship with the other commissioners, that we would be able to get things done and proceed down the road, and perhaps, you know, we could get this process again that I've been talking about, that I could convince the other commissioners that we really needed to go down this road. It's become obvious to me, especially, like I said, within the last couple of weeks, at the speed of all of a sudden now this Dynamis project has picked up. That's the reason why I've become vocal, and I'm not going to sit back and let this get pushed through without the public knowing what they're up against.